took a ride up through the mountains to the edge of my hometown. Made me feel just like an angel looking down. All the places I remember, all the people still the same.
In this tune, the teller of the tale takes a bird's eye perspective of his hometown. Took a ride up through the mountains to the edge of my hometown, made me feel like an angel looking down, all the places I remember. In a sense, Chris Fetchko, co-director, co-writer, and co-producer, does something like that in his new film, All in Time. With this group, the Badleys, as his bards, Chris Fetchko is from Hazleton here in Luzerne County, and his story has roots in his own life, though his creative partner, Maria Donahue, helped him open up the narrative even more. Here's the way they describe the premise. The past and future collide when Charlie quits his boring banker job to follow his lifelong dream of managing his favorite hometown rock band, with the unexpected support of a nosy neighbor and an eager intern. Charlie risks his bank account and his girlfriend's love on a crazy idea to bring the band to success. All in Time will be screened in the place Chris calls home, northeastern Pennsylvania, and it will be here for the very first time, and it's this Sunday, October 16th, at 2 o'clock at the F.M. Kirby Center for the Performing Arts on Public Square in downtown Wilkes-Barre. Chris Fetchko paid a visit to the WVIA studios to fill us in.
In college, I was up in Syracuse, and I heard a song on the radio called Fear of Falling, which we all know is by this band called the Badleys. And those were the days where you'd hear a song on the radio, and then you would drive to the mall, and you'd try to explain to the guy what the song is, and then you'd try to buy the album. And that's what happened, literally. And I bought this album by this band, put it in my CD player, and it literally lived in my CD player for the entire year. And I had no idea that they were from here. I'm originally from Hazel, so I had no idea they were from here. And this was like pre-internet, so, you know, it wasn't like you could research as much as you can normally. And moved to New York, and the internet finally came out, and I realized that the band was playing in New York. So I saw the band in New York for the first time. And, I mean, if you remember seeing the Badleys live back in the 90s, even now, they're a great live band. You know, they're a great band, period, but their live show is just really, you're hooked. I've seen it happen a million times.
Your own story is quite a journey. You went to New York and then to Los Angeles, and eventually you came back home to northeastern Pennsylvania, and you love it here.
Yeah, I love this area is great. I mean, it's so funny. It's like we travel all over the place with this project and this film, and it's like wherever you go, people love and hate parts of where they're from. And certainly there's issues that people have problems with this area, but I'm always looking at the glasses half full and anything, and I think this area, for me, is perfect. It's close to my family. It's quiet. If I don't get to New York after a while, you kind of get a little like, you know, you got to get out into the world. But I like the seclusion of it and the quietness of it and the people. And that's why we shot the film here, because I wanted to shoot the film here because the city of Wilkes-Barre, there's a character to it. And there's a shot in the film that is from the Pier Street Bridge, which I think they renamed, and it shows the mountains and then sort of like the old coal, and then you got the architecture and the history and the river, and then the modern River Common, and it basically like tells the whole story of the city in one shot. And I said to our director of photography, I was like, I want this shot in the movie. And it was funny because when the crew came in, just like everybody fell in love with the area, and when you watch the movie, I think you'll see, like, it's really well presented in a sense. I mean, there's obviously bad streets that you could drive down. Every city has that, but if you really look hard enough, this area is very beautiful, and I hope that when people watch the movie, they see that.
Is there anything thematically, anything that would tell us that the Badleys and their music, that they're from here?
Oh yeah, the Badleys music is all about that. Brett Alexander, he was the chief songwriter. I mean, it's all about the working man, kind of like a Springsteen kind of vibe. It's about the common man. They write about organic life stories, not pick your pop star and whatever, you know, Party in the USA. There are no Badleys songs called Party in the USA. There's a Badleys song called Diamonds in the Coal, which talks about this area and how out of the coal comes diamond. So their music is kind of inherent with this area, and I would like to think the film kind of extends that.
You talked so well about how the Badleys are such a good live band. Yeah. How do you get that crackle in a film?
In a film. Well, it's interesting you said that, because what I didn't want to do, first off, the Badleys make great records too, but they were playing live in the film. So when you make a film, it's very complicated logistically. So what we did was we actually did a live recording in the actual locations of the performances with no cameras, just audio. So the band came in, we played all their songs, and we did a whole concert, and we recorded it. And then when we ran the film, we actually had two of the actual members of the band are in the film, and then the other guys, one guy's an actor, the other guy's a musician, they learn the music. And then what we did was we actually filmed like a music video. So we ran playback from their live music, and they were lip-syncing to themselves playing. So I'm really proud of the music in the film, because when you see the film, you know, like in a movie, you'll have two guys go into like a honky-tonk bar and the music's really loud. And as soon as they get inside, the music dips and they say, "So what do you want to drink?" Like, that's not the way it works. You got to scream, you know, "What do you want to drink?" over the crowd. And I wanted that feeling. So I literally, like the actors, when we were filming, the club's empty and they're having this conversation, but I'm telling them to scream because the music's going to be live in the background. So I wanted to put the audience in the club.
There is more to it than you and the band and managing the band. There's a little love interest story.
Yeah, I wanted to literally, I'm the kind of person that when I do something, I dive in full steam, whatever the phrase is, head first, whatever. And along the way, I had a relationship, and it was tough because I loved my job. I also, quote unquote, loved the girl. And at some point, sometimes you have to choose, for me at least. So there was a breakup, and I had this story that I had this band story to tell. I had this breakup story to tell, and I was like, "Well, there's a lot of breakup movies that are out there. Is there really a point for that?" And so there's a theme to this movie that I can't really tell you because it'll give it away. And there's a twist to the film, which I figured out how to combine all this and say, "Okay, now it's worth telling." So there's an angle to it that, when you watch the trailer, it's a very conventional trailer. Okay, here's a guy managing a band. Here's a girl. Here's a conflict. He loses the girl. Hopefully he's going to get the girl back. You know, it's one of those. We got it, right? You watch the trailer and you think, all right, I'll watch this movie, and I'm pretty much going to know where it goes, but I'll hopefully be entertained. I can't say whether the film is good or bad, because of course I'm going to sit here and tell you it's the greatest movie ever. But what I can tell you is, you will not be able to predict how this movie ends. I've seen it happen. Nobody can predict it. And we've shown this film all over the world, and no one has predicted where it goes. So I'm really proud of that. I just didn't write a band movie, which there's some really good ones out there, or just a breakup movie, which there's some really good ones out there. I feel like we added that something, a little extra something at the end there, and we put it together. The way I judge a movie is you pick up somebody and you say, "We're going to go see a movie." And you're driving to the theater. Say it's a 10-minute drive. That person's got something going on in their life. You got stuff going on in your life. So you're not talking about the film. You don't talk about the film. The way I judge a good movie is, if on the way home, you're only talking about the movie. That's the goal. If you walk out of the film and say, "Well, that was fun, so keep telling me about your crazy aunt," or whatever the story is. That is the beauty of movies. And that's what I hope people drive to the Kirby Center talking about whatever is going on in their lives, and then they spend a half hour driving home talking about the film. That would be the goal.
And you'd like us all to come and join you and celebrate.
Yes, that would be fantastic. It's 2:00 on Sunday, October 16th at the Kirby Center, and we're going to show the film. First time the film is shown in this area. And then afterwards, we're going to have a concert with the band. I don't think the Kirby Center has ever had a movie/concert on the same night. They've shown plenty of movies and shown plenty of concerts. But I hope when the history books are written, the asterisk is next to this one where they're like film and concert. Some of the cast members will be there. Like I said, my partner Marina will be there. We're going to have a Q&A while the band is setting up their final tunings and all that stuff. And then we'll have a concert and it'll be a good time.
Chris Fetchko, co-director, co-writer, and co-producer of the new film All in Time with this group, the Badleys, taking part and being the fictional band in the story. And this film, All in Time, will be screened, as Chris just said, for the first time in an area where much of it was filmed. And it will be this Sunday, October 16th at 2 in the afternoon at the F.M. Kirby Center for the Performing Arts, Public Square in downtown Wilkes-Barre. Tickets are available in advance at the box office or on the day at the door. And it's a double event. It's the screening of the film, so the regional premiere of the film, and a concert with this ensemble. So you can take all that in on the website, and you can join them for the regional premiere of All in Time this Sunday afternoon at 2 at the F.M. Kirby Center for the Performing Arts, Public Square in downtown Wilkes-Barre. The doors open at 12:30. And for more information on the web, allintimefilm.com, allintimefilm.com.